Jackrabbit is firing us up today. Michael Reisch, broadcast engineer for Rosie on the House, makes the regular music selections. Who is that?
The Black Crowes.
Never heard of them.
They're pretty rocking.
Have you run out of CCR material?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. All right. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, folks. You know, I didn't realize how much I didn't know about media and entertainment distribution than when my son-in-law recently visited the house. And we have a nice big screen TV that I broke down and bought when LSU went to the national championship football game. And promptly got stomped, I might say. But
Bama.
Yeah. Shameful. But I did use as an excuse to upgrade my television viewing, and I upgraded to the max, baby.
When we stomped Ohio. That was
right,
2 years earlier.
That was fun.
But
I watched that on the little 35-inch tube TV that we had. So we made the big step up to the big screen TV, and it's connected to a receiver.
So that thing's
and
like 4 years old, man. You're out of date. You need to upgrade.
I know. Yeah, isn't that true? Right. And it's connected to a speaker distribution system that puts music into our front courtyard area. So as people are walking up to our house to come watch the LSU game, they can listen to the LSU band playing the LSU fight song. I particularly like to do that for my Texas A&M friends. And then in the backyard, we've got speakers on the patio, and we've got speakers out along the side yard next to the volleyball court. So as the kids want to get together and play sand volleyball or badminton, they can put on their tunes and listen to it. Got that all set up. It works very, very well. But I still don't get TV. Are you confused about TV? I mean, I'm embarrassed. Literally embarrassed to death what we have historically been paying our TV provider. You know, I remember the good old days when I was growing up. You had four stations in Phoenix. You had five if you went to Channel 21 on the VHF, but I never went there. We had Channel 8, PBS, KAET, you know, ASU, public education, which I didn't watch very much of at that time. Then you had ABC, CBS, and NBC, and that was it, babe. That was all there was. And ABC was my favorite channel because you had ABC Wild World of Sports. This was before the days of ESPN. I can remember the day I got a phone call from a good friend of mine, Pete Rich, and he says, "Rosie, did you know there's a television channel on now that just started and it's 24 hours a day sports? Is that incredible?" I can still remember getting that phone call. But you had the ABC Wild World of Sports. They always covered the best football games, both on Saturday and Sunday. Sunday morning, Romy, before you went to church, ABC had this. It was the best one-hour show. It showed you the best college games, the highlights of the best college games that played the day before. But this is when they were only airing, you know, three football games a Saturday. And how many can you view now? It's mind-boggling.
Well, let's see. There's, 32 teams? And every two teams always have a bye, so is that 15 games,
I guess? If y'all are as confused as I am about watching television, we asked our Rosie-certified television expert here. Jonas, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. Jonas?
Hello. It's an honor to be here, Rosie. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Owner and partner of Channel Choice TV. You've got a partner that represents the Tucson area.
That's right. Yep. Jake. Hello, Jake.
Now, explain exactly what, I mean, you've got, you know, as a confused consumer, there are so many different ways I can participate in buying television.
That's true.
Talk me out of my state of confusion.
Well, it is complicated. There's a lot of advertising. You know, if you open up the mailbox, you'll get 10 different ads for TV. It can be very confusing. Who's the best? What do I do? And that's kind of what we do. So we handle all the providers available in Arizona, all the major TV, phone, and internet providers. And, you give us a call. Let us know what your needs are. We know what questions to ask, and we'll make sure to give you the best recommendation. Sometimes it's to do nothing. If you call in and you know, you see an ad, you think you know it's a shiny ad, and you got to try something new out, and we might talk to you and say, you know what, you're in a good spot right now. You just want to hang tight. So
if I were to try and paint a picture in our listeners' mind who y'all are and what you do.
Sure.
You know, I can go buy insurance from a particular brand of insurance agent.
Correct.
Or I can go to that independent agent who can shop all across the board and find the best program that fits my needs. You are that independent agent.
More or less. That's an insurance broker that you're talking about. We're not a broker. We're a retailer or a dealer. The analogy I like to use is, you know, you've got Lou Grubb Ford, but they also handle other car manufacturers, right? So we're the same thing. So you come to us, and since we handle multiple products, we're able to fit your needs with based on, again, you know, how you answer our questions or how you express what you're most important to you. And everyone's got a unique situation. That's the truth.
Let's talk to a unique situation. How sure. are you set up?
At my house?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have the Dish Hopper 3 at my house. I've had Dish for years and years. Obviously, I'm in the industry. I can have whatever I want. And it's not to say that any of the other products aren't a good fit, but I like the Hopper. I like the technology. It's good to get hands-on. The Hopper 3 has so many features. It's hard for me. I'm in the office. I'm helping other people all day. If I can have that at my house, I can put my hands on it, and I can try it out, and I can, you know, I get to know it. So when customers call in with, you know, questions about, hey, how do I do this, and I'm doing it at home. So that's why I like to have Dish at my house.
Okay. But you have other products
sure,
available.
We do.
Now, my question is, why would I buy through you as opposed to just buying direct?
Well, that's a good question, and a lot of people ask that. One of the main reasons is we're local, so you're supporting local business, and we know how important that is.
There is no 800 phone number
to get
help or assistance.
Absolutely not. So you give us a call. You know, again, we'll get to know you. You know, if you say, hey, I'd like to sign up for Package B, we're not just going to say, okay, what's your name, and start getting your information. We'll say, well, hold on a second. What about Package B interests you? And so we might talk you into Package C, which costs you less money, but that's going to be a better fit for you.
And what are the kind of questions you're asking customers to determine which package? I mean, do I want to live bundled or unbundled?
Well, bundle, you know, the truth about bundling is it's a bit of a marketing ploy. I'm not certain that you know, some situations, certainly bundling is good for you, but, you know, the companies want you to pick up the TV, the phone. They'll talk you into, you know, obviously, well, they'll talk you into the phone, but you need internet and TV mostly these days. And so to bundle that together, you might get a couple dollars off here and there. But, you know, really, if you have specific needs, and let's say you pick up your internet here and you got your TV here, and let's say you need phone or don't need phone, you get that most likely with your internet. That's going to be a better fit for you than just maybe going with one company. But it all depends on your situation. We really need to figure out what's going on, what's available in your area. You know, there's going to be some internet that works better in certain areas of town than others, and we know that, and we'll make sure to figure that out for you. We're not going to get you into something that's not going to be a good fit because, you know, we do have the local showroom. You come right down, sit down at my desk and say, hey, you sold me this product, and I'm not happy with it. So we definitely don't want that to happen.
Now, but if I call you mm-hmm. to clarify my existing condition, aren't I locked into long-term contracts that I'm stuck with?
Well, that's another issue, sure. So sometimes you are, and other times you aren't, but we'll find out for you. And let's say you gave us a call, or for example, you call the 800 number, you want to sign up for the service you saw in the shiny ad, and they have no hesitation signing you up. If you call our office, we'll say, well, are you in contract? Well, that's a good question. I never thought of that. Rather than setting up a different service, have them come out, put it in for you, then you go to cancel your existing service, and now you have cancellation fees. So we'll find that out. And, hey, if you got a year left, we'll put you in our calendar, and we'll give you a call in 11 months, and we'll see how you're doing then.
And in the Phoenix area, what is that local phone number?
Rosie, do you have it handy?
I do. 480-347-1481. And, of course, you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Under search a qualified partner under satellite television. And down in Tucson, it's 520-336-9558. I love y'all's byline, shop local, order local, stay local.
Yeah, that's Jake's tagline there, and I love it.
Yeah, he came up with a good one. Talk about your introduction into the field.
Well, you know, I wasn't sure what I want to do. This was about 15 years ago. I was kind of thinking, you know, what do I want to do with my life? And a friend of mine who actually is the general manager down in our Tucson store was getting into the satellite industry, and he was telling me about it, and it sounded intriguing, and I thought it was the wave of the future. And so he invited me to come out and train with him one day, and that was September 11th, 2001.
Well, that's a... easy day to remember.
That's an
for
easy
a
day
whole
to
lot
remember.
Of reasons.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, that was an overwhelming day to say the least.
So you show up for day one of training
with my McDonald's at Garrett's apartment.
Your little yep. McDonald's yep. breakfast in a bag. Okay. And so, how did that day go?
Well, I got a horrible sunburn that day. I wasn't prepared. I lost my wallet at the gas station, but I learned a lot, you know, and I never looked back. I've been doing it ever since, and I've been passionate about this industry. I love what I do. You know, our company is very knowledgeable about our industry. Again, I mentioned Garrett's our general manager down there in Tucson and Jake, and we've got just an amazing team, and it's not just me. You know, there's things I don't know, and I have people that I can rely on for help, and that's the beauty of Channel Choice.
And when we call you for our residential expertise, mm-hmm. talk a little bit about some of the commercial applications y'all have successfully tackled.
Oh, gosh. I mean, we work on quite a few projects.
I mean, when the big guys want the right people on the job,
they give us a call. Yeah,
they give y'all a call.
We just set up service at the new casino out in Glendale there, the Desert Diamond Casino. I mean, we've done work at the Biltmore. Yesterday, we were doing work at Lucy's Marketplace over there and off... what is that, Glendale?
The new one, Glendale and 12th Street.
That's the Orchard. We did that too, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
That's where I
All
got
right.
to meet Ken.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we'll set up a taco shop with one TV or a casino. I mean, that no job too big, no job too small.
Or you'll do residential.
We do, definitely do. That's our bread and butter.
We started
with residential and kind of transformed working with the commercial side. But you know, we've won a lot of awards. We're Dealer of the Year the last 4 years in a row for our region for DirecTV commercial, so we're very proud of that.
Here with Jonas Venusis of Channel Choice TV. His partner Garrett operates the Tucson branch down there. If you're in the Phoenix area, give him a ring, 480-347-1481. In Tucson, it's 520-336-9558. We're going to take a short break, come back, and finish our conversation with Jonas, talking about unbundling or unwinding the tangled twine ball that's called media, digital, and entertainment distribution.